Looking for an answer, came back with a couple notes.
In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Radio Gaga, Radio Google, Radio Good to be back here at WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. This is DJ Drew speaking. So that was Radio Gaga by the band Queen from the album The Works. Of course, that's the name of my show, Radio Gaga. And welcome to the last season of my show. Oh my gosh, you are in for a treat because I have so much music coming your way and so much planned. And again, it'll actually be outside of the usual rock genre. Like, I'm playing, like, not everything I know, but, like, I'm playing stuff that's, like, outside of, like, the 70s type of decade, you know? Just try to play music like that. So today's show theme is going to be playing songs from my first ever episode I've broadcasted on WONY. I was so nervous back then, and, like, it's crazy nowadays. Just looking back on that, you know? So I did remove some songs that I really don't like anymore, like hair metal stuff. I'm sorry, hair metal is not my thing. But I of course have obviously the songs that I played for the first time on here, you know. And funny enough, I did actually on my first show, I actually went over, I guess, my time slot. And, of course, I actually just condensed it because I did contain some songs that I discovered recently. Got some Oasis and some Fall Out Boy that I want to play soon. So, stick around for that. But, anyways, the next song that we have coming up is The Spirit of Radio by Rush. And, yes, I did play this because I was like, my first radio show, might as well play a song about radio as well. Because, you know, it's really essential with the radio industry nowadays. It's like, people still listen to it. People still have cars that have FM radio, satellite radio, whatever. And, of course, there's streaming, too. But radio is still big nowadays. You know, I like that that people still listen to it. So, anyways, here's Spirit of Radio by Rush from the album Permanent Waves. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Just go ahead now, and if you like just go ahead now. And if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now.
Octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would shout about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
All right, and that was Octopus's Garden by the Beatles from the album Abbey Road. And I think Ringo Starr also wrote that song. I just got to turn down my headphones. But like behind, like when my mic wasn't on, I was just singing the song all the way. Like, it's so awesome. I love it. And before we had that song, we had Two Princes by Spin Doctors. Always a classic. I love that song. And that's from the album Pocket Full of Kryptonite. Amazing album. I wish Spin Doctors could have been, like, I guess more recognized. I don't know. It's like, yeah, bands back then, like Ween and They Might Be Giants. Like, I always pair those two bands together. I don't know why. They're awesome. But I feel like Spin Doctors could have been in that type of pair. But who knows? Yeah, we got that. So, I guess this semester's been pretty good, you know. First week of classes wasn't too bad. I'm taking a media and culture class, gender and communication. And I did have my... No, I did not have my night class because my professor canceled. He's kind of notorious for doing that. But anyways, but I'm going to be having my first day of my night class on Mondays tomorrow, obviously. And then I'm a hip-hop... I like history of hip-hop. Yeah, I have that. So that's on like Thursdays. That's my only class of Tuesday, Thursday. So it's not a bad schedule, honestly. So I'm just finishing up and, you know, giving it one more round, you know, just last semester, just doing stuff, I guess. And yeah, so the next song that we got coming up is Pinball Wizard by The Who from the album Tommy. You know, Tommy as an album, you know, it's like recognized as like one of the first concept albums ever created. And you know, it's been known, of course. I don't really listen to it that much anymore, but like I had a hyperfixation on Tommy for like a while, not a while, but for like a month maybe, like I don't know how many years ago. But anyways, we got Pinball Wizard by The Who coming up next. Enjoy.
Ever since I was a young boy, I've played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. The digit counts as ball. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard. There has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supporting. Seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the body table king, and I just handed my pinball crown to him. Seen him fall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Shelter by the Rolling Stones from the album Let It Bleed. It's an interesting album. Well, in my first episode, I did have another Rolling Stones song, but, like, I don't know. I feel like that one was just really, not niche, but, like, it was kind of annoying. It was Jumpin' Jack Flash. Such an annoying song. Oh, my God. Anyways, the next song that we got coming up is Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple and Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. What's interesting about both of these acts is that at the time, I don't know if I had them queued up, I guess, like, by, like, I don't know how to phrase it, but, like, I didn't know if I had those two songs, like, queued up next to each other. But so, basically, Whitesnake is, like, a spinoff of Deep Purple, basically, because the original lineup of Deep Purple, I guess, formed their own group after when they broke up. So, like, David Coverdale, Glenn Hughes, and John Lord, I think, were, like, the first lineup, and they changed, like, you know, members consistently. So, like I think maybe Ian Paice from Deep Purple was also part of Whitesnake in the beginning. I'm not too sure, but, like, I definitely know, like, Whitesnake is, like, a spinoff of Deep Purple, which is so interesting. Like, you never know that. So, like, without David Coverdale, there'd be no Whitesnake. And, again, I don't listen to Whitesnake, but I decided to bring it up because, you know, I'm playing a Whitesnake song after this. So, anyways, here's the guitar riff everyone knows, Smoke on the Water, 035. You know it. Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. Enjoy.
hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. And I've made up my mind, I ain't wasting no more time. But here I go again, here I go again. Though I keep searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry.
By Whitesnake, and that was from, let me check, Saints and Sinners. That's cool. So the next song that we got coming up is a song by the Ramones. It's not from like their early albums. This was like from the 80s. I don't know if they made it for the movie of the same title of this song, Pet Sematary. I haven't seen it, but I think my dad has once or twice. I don't know, but we got that coming up, and we got another Rush song coming up, Tom Sawyer. you know. It's weird because, like, most people remember Spirit of Radio or Tom Sawyer, like, from back then. But, like, I don't know. I kind of like Spirit of Radio more than Tom Sawyer, honestly. But, yeah, I hope everyone's weekend has been good. Mine's has been pretty good as well, you know. So, just chilling in there. But anyways, we got Pet Sematary by the Ramones coming up next. Enjoy.
To the sacred place. This ain't a dream I can't escape. Smolders and fangs, the picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. To live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again.
And that was Tom Sawyer by the band Rush from the album Moving Pictures. And funny enough, I don't have that album on vinyl. I did get Permanent Waves on vinyl like a year ago, maybe. Anyways, enough with that. But yeah, so I guess that concludes for the first hour, because I'm going to play a song from Rotation next. It's Ankles by Lucy Dacus. I hope I pronounced that right. And it's like from the album Ankles. Or from a single, I guess, Ankles. And Lucy Dacus was part of Boy Genius, so you probably remember that name. I like Boy Genius. They haven't released new music, obviously, because, you know, everyone, like Phoebe Bridgers. I forgot who else is part of it, because, you know, it's only three of them. Lucy Dacus, Phoebe Bridgers. I forgot the third person, or it might be four. But we got that next. But yeah, here's Ankles by Lucy Dacus. Enjoy.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts. Let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder, pull my hair, and let me touch you where I want to.
In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it.
Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency?
Well, why?
Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
All right, we are back. So you're listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. And yeah, so that was our little PSA break, a little song from rotation, some in our legal ID. So, you know, just want to do a little update with the weather. So currently it's 26 degrees out here in Oneonta with a high of 30 and a low of 18. And it currently feels like 15 degrees. So we got that. And I guess throughout the week, it's going to be, I guess, more warmer. Well, not like really warm, but like it's going to be warmer than like the negative, I guess, numbers that we had like in the beginning. Like literally like on Wednesday when I was walking to my 10 a.m. class, gender communication. Oh my gosh. It was literally like -3 or -6 out. I don't know. But like, it's crazy. It's crazy up here because like, I think ever since it's like for 3 or 4 years I've been here in Oneonta, that's been the coldest, like, I guess the coldest temperature, I guess, for, like, the beginning of, like, the semester. Like, it's crazy. I'm kind of, like, not fearful, but, like, I'm kind of, like, curious about if it's going to get even more colder, I guess, towards, or during the semester, you know. But anyways, the next song that we got coming up is Psycho Killer from Talking Heads, from their debut album Talking Heads 77. Always a classic, you know, and I did play this on my first show, like, episode, not show, but, like, on my first episode, I played so many, like, songs of, like, you could probably find, like, I don't know, like, on, like, I don't know how to phrase it, but, like, I just play, like, a lot of basic classic rock songs, if you know what I mean, right? Like, songs that everybody would know. Not everybody, but, like, people that listen to the genre would know, you know? So, yeah, we got that. And also, after my show, I will be hosting New Music Wednesdays, so I'll be playing all the new music that we have here at WONY. And, yeah, so stay tuned for that after my show, if you want. You know, I'll be discussing about the music I'll be playing, obviously, because, you know, I'm kind of interested to see what music that we have. And yeah, so anyways, here's Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. Enjoy.